This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love learning about people's creative processes, so I often read memoirs, biographies, and guides written by painters, writers, choreographers, scientists, and more. One terrific book of this type is On Writing by Stephen King. Just about everyone has heard of Stephen King. He's the author of enormously popular novels such as The Shining, Salem's Lot, The Green Mile, Carrie, and Misery. Many of his books and short stories have also been made into very popular movies, such as Stand By Me and The Shawshank Redemption. My favorite book by Stephen King is The Stand. I once stayed home from work because I just couldn't stop reading it. And I recently read his most recent novel, Fairy Tale, when it came out last year. Because I'm a fan of his work, I'm particularly interested in Stephen King's thoughts on creativity. In his book on writing, he made an observation that I keep thinking about. In reflecting on his imagination and its ties to his own past, he writes, "A block down the hill, not far from Teddy's Market and across from Burritt's Building Materials, was a huge tangled wilderness area, with a junkyard on the far side and a train track running through the middle. This is one of the places I keep returning to in my imagination. It turns up in my books and stories again and again under a variety of names." I know Stephen King's work well enough that I recognize this place in some of its incarnations. His observation made me stop to think, with my favorite artists, do they return again and again to the same subject? For instance, like Paul Cézanne and his paintings of apples. It also made me reflect, is there a certain landscape or situation that I keep returning to in my imagination? I think for me, it's the local library when we visited when I was a child in Kansas City. Over and over, I return to libraries and try to create a library feeling in my work. I write about that library and its particular smell in my book, Life in Five Senses. How about you? Is there a landscape or a situation that keeps returning to your imagination? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.